player.
And welcome to Versus Player, the podcast about games, life, and everything in between. I'm Jono.
I'm Joe.
I'm Jace.
You're gonna do the I'm.
I didn't know what we were doing.
I thought we were doing the intro, but you know the.
But then you changed it a little bit. There was more. No, well, Joe.
I was feeling the flair of Jono's. I love Jono's intro. I got to say,
are we allowed to do it again? Have we ever done it twice, or is it once it's done, that's it?
No, we've done it twice.
Can we do it again?
We can.
All right, go, Jono.
And welcome to Versus Player, the podcast about games, life, and everything in between. I'm Jono.
I'm Joe.
I'm Jace.
Hey.
There you go. It's a different energy.
Yeah.
See where it takes us.
Exactly. Yeah. And the great thing is you could cut all those parts out and no one would ever know.
I'm not going to, though.
Leave no, me. I gathered
everything stays on. Everything.
Everything?
Not everything. There's some things that are on the cutting room floor. But if you sign up for Versus Player Plus and your premium subscription model, you get to listen to everything.
Exactly. And it's only $45 from a flat zero of before,
yep.
Making you feel like you're getting more because we're adding more while not adding anything.
That's exactly right.
Adding more.
It comes with Ubisoft Plus. It comes with EA Plus.
It does. Yes, it does. So actually, that's a really good point. We will be talking about the sudden changes in Game Pass subscription. In fact, if we weren't talking about it, I'd be very surprised. And I also thought just to change topic slightly and go a little bit in the, games, life and everything in between categories. I'll put it out now because you can think about it until we get to it. Adult collecting of Lego has become a big thing for a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a set that got announced for next year today that I'm kind of excited about. I've tried to stop collecting Lego. I've reduced the amount that I collect. Oh, I have a lot less. I know Jace, through his partner, has suddenly become an incidental Lego collector.
And can I just quickly say, I caught my wife watching a top 20 best Lego sets on YouTube the other
day. Yes, she was.
It's not happening. There's no coming back from that. Once you're at that stage, it's all over. So we might talk about Lego sets that either we really love over the years or and pop culture themed ones in particular, or ones that we wish had been made. But I thought we'll get back to that. But, let's get to the topic at hand. While we don't claim we're an Xbox podcast, we do talk about Xbox a lot. I mean, we talk about Nintendo and PlayStation as well. But the world is looking at Microsoft right now wondering, what the hell are you doing with the sudden increase in Game Pass Ultimate? Now, we've all been on Game Pass Ultimate for a while. In fact, I think I was the last one to come on. I was like not convinced that I needed Game Pass. I was happy with Xbox Live Gold back in the day as it was, and then have quite loved it and realized I probably don't use it all that effectively, but I use it. But I'd really like to know from the both of you, how do you feel about an increase that suddenly added Australian, what was it, $15 a month?
Well, Jono, it's what a shock that we're talking about this. I actually did some homework on this because I have recently, I told you guys on our Versus Player group chat, I have cancelled my Xbox subscription. And my homework that I've done is I'm curious because I'm like, I have been giving Microsoft money for subscriptions for a very long time. 2003 was when Xbox Live Gold came out, March 14th. I've got it right in front of me. It was $90 Australian for 12 months. So that's about $750 a month. And what we got at that time, and this is with my homework here, we got online multiplayer, voice chat, network features, no games library, nothing like that. And that was like amazing though. I remember my uncle coming over. I was playing with my wireless, I bought some third party wireless control. And he's like, that's not, how does that even work? And then when I told him I was playing against people on the internet, he's like, what do you mean? You're not playing against the computer. Like, it was mind-blowing back then. It was really cool. And then it wasn't until 2010 that they raised the price. It went up to $108.
Yeah.
And they improved the matchmaking at that time. I think there was some Halo something at that time as well. So we all were like, yep, let's pay our money. And then it was 3 years after that that Games with Gold got added to the subscription thing. And our games with gold, like whenever I don't know, let's a quick question. Like, do you have a game that just jumps to mind? Because for me, it's always been like Mark of the Ninja. I never would have played that if it wasn't a games with gold game. And like, that's something, that's a game that I see on my Xbox every now and then, and I reinstall it and just play it for a little bit. That game was a banger. You guys got a quick game there before I keep on going on with my homework?
No, go
I
on. I
mean,
have
I
to
love Mark
research.
of the Ninja. I bought that game like day one. I didn't realize it became a games with gold game. That's an incredible game,
That's
though.
how I
I'm
played it.
oh man, I've played it a couple of times. There aren't that many games that I go through to completion multiple times through, but Mark of the Ninja, and then they did a remastered version as well.
Yes.
But I don't remember what games with gold games I got. I always thought that they were just like nothing games, but maybe I'm wrong.
No,
No, no.
they put like Halo on there. They put
What?
Assassin's Creed on there eventually. I think Mass Effect was on there as well. They had some like big hitters. They didn't always come straight away, but it was two games per month.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, Jono, have you got a quick game that springs to mind? Or you're having a
I'm having a squeeze. I'll get back
quick.
to you.
I'll keep it going. So then it was 2017 was when Game Pass came in. And like I said, from 2003, I've been giving Microsoft money. And Game Pass, people have been listening to this podcast for a long time. Like, that was where it was at, right? Like, it was, what was it, over 100 games. Here is the cost. It was $10.95 a month. You didn't need gold on for like your single player games at that stage. You still needed gold for multiplayer. And even you needed it at the beginning, even for Fortnite and other free-to-play games, but they changed that in a few years' time. But it was 2019 that Game Pass went with different levels. They had their Game Pass Ultimate, and then we were paying then $15.95 a month, or you could pay $10.95 just for gold, which why would you? Comparing it to the other. Yeah, 2021 was when they went with free-to-play multiplayer. And then 2023, they got rid of Games with Gold, and they're just doing all their different tiers of Xbox Game Pass. And then, they had like a couple other things in between with changing to Ultimate and whatnot. But yeah, just recently, Jono, as you were saying, we are now paying $35.95 a month for the Xbox Premium, which is
No,
that correct?
Xbox Ultimate
Oh my
Premium's
gosh,
a
it's
lower tier.
so, yeah, Ultimate, thank you. So
Joe, did you do
Premium
the
is
math on how much?
$17.95.
Did you do the math on how much you've actually paid since the beginning?
I did not do the math, but I could do that in between while you guys are chatting. But like, insane, right? Like insane amounts of money. Like at first it was per year, and there was that great, was very sad day, I'll be honest, but the best purchase of my life was when Harvey Norman at Macquarie Centre went out of business. They had 75% off everything, and everything included Xbox Live currency. So I bought like, I think I spent like at least $500 to $600 on Xbox Live currency. So I paid, 25% worth of the, and I got the 75% on bonus. So that lasted me years. But yeah, I've given them thousands and thousands. And I'm sure you guys are the same, right?
Yeah, I wish I got my discount, but yes, I've definitely had Xbox Live for years and paid for it for a long time. So yeah, I mean, I definitely discounted every so often thanks to Microsoft reward points back in the day when you could put it directly towards it. But
I think this like $35.95, that is a huge increase in price from what it was before. And like I will definitely get it when like Ninja Gaiden comes out, when the next Forza comes out, when they've got their day one games that I really want to play. I'm gonna, beat them in a month or two. That's good value. But just to have it to play in games in between, a lot of the games aren't super expensive. Jace, last podcast or the one before, you were talking about all these games you're buying, playing in a little bit, refunding. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I'm in a slightly different situation. The way that I got Game Pass Ultimate was using fairly creative means that a lot of other people were doing, but I got it dirt cheap, and I got years of it for like $100. And now that they've done this conversion, if Microsoft are listening, and they're definitely not, but if Microsoft are listening, don't ban my account. Essentially, the day that that got announced, I went and I bought up as much PC Game Pass as humanly possible and converted it at a conversion of 2 to 1. So now I now have Game Pass until the end of next year. It was about to expire, and I paid for that using a variety of different methods, from Telstra points to like just different credit things that I had, including Microsoft Rewards points.
Okay.
And Microsoft Rewards, if you really got into it, you could get years worth of Game Pass. If you went in a combination of rewards, you used Bing as your search engine, which people don't
Yep,
like
I've
to
been
do,
doing that.
and Edge as your browser. And then it multiplies and it just keeps multiplying. As long as you remember to do these things every single day, it really adds up. And so you end up not paying a whole lot. The reality is, I don't think I would pay $35 a month. I mean, if you're comparing it to PlayStation, their kind of rough equivalent is about 23 a month, I think,
Yeah, and
for Plus
Ultimate
or something.
was what, 22 currently, I think,
Yeah.
until it updates in
Until it's
November. Yeah.
jumped. And 22 was already a price hike. I'm in a different situation because A, I didn't pay retail for it at any point ever.
Yeah,
And
I wish.
so I kind of but at the same point, I'm still not willing to do that. I am probably one of I can't comment for other people, but I feel like I'm one of the few people that's utilizing the entire package though. I play cloud games a lot.
Yeah,
And like predominantly on like tablets and phones, or mainly on PCs that just aren't powerful, but like a laptop at work, and every now and then I'll jump in and play a little bit of Silk Song or something. I use the PC one a lot as well. And the other plus to the whole thing, is that you can now stream your own games. So games that I own, I can now stream my games. And there is an equivalent service for that that exists on PC, which is called GeForce Now, that is significantly better from a cloud perspective than what Microsoft offers. Although Microsoft have done better in the last couple of weeks, they've done some good upscaling from 1080p and reduced latency, which is excellent. But long story short, this is going to happen everywhere. I don't know why Microsoft are handling it the way that they're handling it, which is kind of like radio silence. It's just like, this is what it costs. They'll talk about it for a little while. They'll get over it. PlayStation had a price hike recently as well. People weren't up in arms, but it's not as high. The thing is, I can't, as somebody who does not, no longer owns a PlayStation, although I've owned many, I don't know what the offering from PlayStation is. I don't know if it's comparable to Game Pass Ultimate.
I've got PlayStation Plus. I did a very similar thing. I think it was about 3 years ago on one of their PlayStation Days of Sale or whatever they call it. They were selling their subscriptions for like, I think it was about 50% off for
Yeah,
one
okay.
day. And I got the maximum, I think it was 3 years you could do at that time. So mine's coming into cancel soon. And it's over 100 and something dollars. I think it's like upwards of 150 a year
Right.
for theirs. They don't have the same thing as Xbox with their, day one for everything, although Xbox now has that behind the higher subscription, not the lower tiers and whatnot. But yeah, I probably would do the same with the PlayStation one. When there's a game there that I want to play, I'll get it. But I'm happy buying a game brand new, playing it and selling it, getting, end up only paying like $30 for it, which is, pretty good. I've been selling a lot of games, as I spoke about on a previous podcast recently. And yeah, but I think, yeah, it's a big jump.
I think the way that I'm going to approach it is similar to that, in that I'm going to pay for a month when I want it. So Battlefield 6 came out. I've got a lot of people that I know that are playing Battlefield 6. I think it's going to be a thing that's going to only last a month for me, because they're going to fizzle out and I'm going to fizzle out. So I paid the $25 to EA instead of paying them $109 for the game to play it for the month, and then I will cancel that subscription and move on to something else. So that is the way that I'll approach it going forward. But the reality is that even things like YouTube Premium, I don't know if you guys pay for YouTube Premium or if it's worth it to you. I watch a lot of YouTube, and so does my wife. But like, I was paying a family plan, which is five people, and that was $46 a month.
Oof,
And
oof.
that jumped, like, that almost doubled from where it was. No, more than doubled from where it was before.
Oh, wow.
So that's what happens. It's not unique to Xbox.
I gotta say, YouTube Premium though, we had a free 3 month
Yeah, I did that
pick that
once.
up. I think it was on the Xbox actually. And man, was that cool. Like, just no ads on YouTube. The ads are so long now. Like, between we watch a video that if it goes for 15 minutes, we'll get ads in the middle of the video that go for about 2 minutes.
Oh,
It's quite absurd.
and my favorite ads, yeah, is the one that came at the end. So if you aren't paying attention at the moment, you're seeing through an ad and realize, wait a sec, I don't need to be watching an ad.
I haven't experienced YouTube ads in a long, long time, but you pay for that privilege, and Like I ended up canceling my family plan, and they've introduced something. I think it's only in Australia, which is weird, but it's called a duo plan where only two people in the family get it, and it reduces the price considerably. So, it's quite funny. The moment I cut that off, I got a phone call from my father-in-law going, "YouTube has ads." I'm like, "It's always had ads." It's just you've been getting a free ride for the last decade, but yeah.
I got to say the funny thing with Xbox, doing this price hike and all of us, you're the same, Jono, right? Are you going to keep your subscription going or probably not? Oh, they've got the Fortnite thing on there, Jono.
I want to
Soon.
understand what that is. I don't
So,
fully get it.
okay, let's talk about it quickly. So I haven't cancelled yet. I am considering it, but I'm possibly going to let the first month just go ahead. So I'll pay the 35. The reality is I don't think I can afford 35 month in, month out. I mean, 22 was already pushing it a bit hard. But the Fortnite crew pass gives you all of the battle passes. Now that there are three, there's the music pass, the Lego pass, and the standard battle pass. So it gives you all of that for that month.
What does that cost, though, normally?
What do you pay? It's like 1,000 points for each of those, a
Right.
thousand V-Bucks, whatever, for each of those. So
Okay.
this does work out pretty good value, and it's normally on its own $17 something. So the price hike is cheaper than buying it separately to Xbox Live Ultimate. So it does kind of work out if it's something you use regularly. But the reality is, I don't care about the other two passes. I only get the standard battle pass, and because I
Yep.
get 1,000 V-Bucks in that each month, any or each season anyway, it pays for the next one as long as you play your way through. So
17.55 per month.
yeah, so like for those diehard Fortnite gamers, and I'm by no means one of those, I enjoy it, but I'm not a diehard. I've had crew in the past for a period of time. It'd be nice to have it once more, but I don't think it's the same reason I gave it up before. It was more subscriptions than I needed.
I ask, Jono, with the Fortnite battle passes, they're all separate. So there's one for like Fortnite standard, there's one for the music one for the car racing one. Do each of them give you V-Bucks as well?
No, just the
Okay,
main battle
just the
pass.
main one. Okay, so I said that would be an incredible deal then, wouldn't it?
I would, because you'd collect a whole lot of V-Bucks you could use on
Yeah.
skins that you don't get given. It could be good, but no, because they changed it a bit when they introduced the other two battle passes, the Lego and the music one. Because I think most of the Rocket League stuff is attached to the main battle pass. You get given stuff every so often.
It is pretty funny though when you think about it. Like you don't have to have any Xbox subscription to play Fortnite. Like you can play Fortnite. It's one of those games that just, you can play for free on your Xbox with multiplayer. And they're giving you access to this Fortnite crew to encourage you to, probably play Fortnite with your $32. But Fortnite's one of those games that to get the most value out of it, you've got to really play it a lot to go up in the battle pass. So you're probably not going to be playing anything else. So probably it's better value for you just to pay your 17 or whatever dollars to get the Fortnite crew, or not even get the crew, just get the battle pass, which is what's that, like $13, whatever you were saying. Not much. It's a very interesting strategy. It's like here's so many things for you to do in 1 month. Not a lot of time.
Yeah, if I was a young single man, I could maybe get more out of it, but I haven't been young or single for a very long time, and so neither of those things are happening.
I've dipped in and out of Fortnite over the years, and now again that my daughter Jade is coming to that age, and she's asking questions and she's hearing about things and stuff like that. Like Fortnite pops up as an ad on my Xbox. It's like a little thing, and there's a unicorn and all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
And she's
there's
like, "What's that?"
K-pop demon hunters there, man.
So I did
Yeah.
not know that, and that
Yeah.
is super duper dangerous.
Yeah.
So she's like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Fortnite's complicated. There's a lot going on." She's like, "Do you pew people? Pew or shoot?" She
Pew
says
pew.
pew, and I said, "You do." And she's just like, she goes, "Oh,"
But you
she goes,
don't have
"That's
to. You don't have to pew
you,"
people.
and that's the thing, you don't have to anymore. And it's been a while since I've been into it, and
Oh,
I
those obstacle courses, man. My kids love them. Sorry, man.
no. I feel like I'm now opening up this. Like I feel like the moment I load this game and she sees it will just get its claws into her, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Obviously I'll have a chat with her about how sort of downloadable content works and microtransactions and stuff like that. But
Maybe you can
there's
turn that off with
also,
restrictions.
yeah, and also it's a better game than Roblox,
so that's what I was
man.
going to say, man. Like I that's like I said, I was going to say at least it's better than Roblox. I'm not sure
Yeah.
if that's I've never played Roblox, so I don't know how
My kids play it occasionally, like, and it's there's lots of restrictions around them playing it here and who they play it with and chatting and all that. Like, it's, but it's
Roblox
not
seems
just,
like a mobile game, though,
it
kind of.
totally
Like, it's
is.
okay,
Yeah,
right.
you can play, they can play on their device, you know, on the
I just mean in terms of the
iPad,
quality. Like, I don't know if this is true, but like
the
Fortnite seems like it's high quality game from a
yeah, there's no
presentation
question,
and
dude. Presentation
okay.
wise,
Oh,
it's night and day.
completely.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
night and day. Yeah, because Fortnite's like they're gone on the latest Unreal Engine, man. It looks
Yeah.
incredible.
It does look incredible. On
But I
your
mean,
TV, Jace, it'll look amazing.
yeah.
yeah, well, look, I'm thinking about getting into it. I don't know how A, whether or not a 4-year-old should be playing Fortnite.
You can stick to the Lego stuff. That's pretty innocuous. It's
Well, I
not,
mean,
but the creator maps and like the obstacle course things, my girls have been playing the obstacle courses on Fortnite for years and they love it. My son plays, like, he used to play it too. He doesn't play it anymore. He's on Dead by Daylight now. But yeah, like, it's very different things. But yeah, they're fun. I've dabbled with them heaps myself, man. I've jumped into them with the kids. It's heaps of fun.
I think I'm going to give it a go. She's playing a lot of Spider-Man at the moment and really enjoying that.
Oh, nice.
And
No one.
I remember that there was a period of time where you could swing around like Spider-Man in
Yeah, it was
Fortnite,
cool.
which was also a lot of fun. Although
Yeah.
that's not a thing anymore, right?
It finds its way back every so often.
Yeah, right.
Not as it hasn't come back as Spider-Man, but there was a grappling hook
Same
glove,
mechanics.
which was, yeah, totally the
Yeah,
same
had Attack on
mechanics.
Titan as well. Similar thing.
It used the same mechanics there,
Yeah.
and there was even there's a mode called Reload, if I remember rightly, and they bring in different theme things from the past. And one of them recently was Stark Industries, and it was dropping all the Iron Man
Nice.
armor
That's cool.
equipment and the War Machine equipment. And I thought you'd never see those again after the season that had it. So I think they're quite smart in finding ways to bring back content they've used before. I mean, they've done all the hard work on it, so why not be able to use it again?
And I think what she'd really like, Jace, is with the K-pop Demon Hunters skins, they also released like the assets for people to use to create their own maps, like K-pop Demon Hunter themed assets as well.
Wow.
So there's going to be fan maps of that and things that she can just walk around and play in. Like, I've seen that sort of thing. And
I
those,
assume I buy this skin though, right? This isn't just
you have to
available
buy
to me
the
for free.
skins. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
whatever.
it's the first wave of these skins too. It's their normal clothes. It's not even their fancy golden outfits or their black golden outfits that they wear when they sing a certain song that my daughter's been educating me about. So there's more to come.
I did not have
Yeah.
a clue, so I was like,
It's
okay,
community,
K-pop
man.
Demon
It's
Hunters.
actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
It's
I've heard it's meant to be quite good.
not bad at all.
Well,
Yeah.
what's right now, Fort Nightmares is on. It's their
Okay.
Halloween event.
Yeah.
And Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo. That's it's even
Scooby-Doo.
got the Scooby-Doo run that
Was
it
it?
looks cool.
It's
I was on it.
Scooby-Doo. It's Jason. It's, was it Jason? And also the,
Freddy?
what's his name from Scream? No, Freddy.
Yeah. Something face. Not no face. That's from Spirited Away.
And Doja Cat is a character
Yes.
called Mother of Thorns, and
Yeah.
it's a very
And
weird.
they've got that poppy thing. You know, the triangle character, the poppy with the big teeth. Looks so creepy.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't seen it.
I don't know how they pull this off because like Jason
It's
Voorhees and Freddy
Fortnite,
Krueger and like all this
and
sort of stuff
Shaggy.
and Shaggy, like Doja Cat is not, and I'm not saying Fortnite is for kids, right? But it has a look about it where externally people who know nothing about video games go, oh, Fortnite is, this is for kids. They're probably the same people that think video games are for kids, right? But like Fortnite is for kids. And then they've still managed to put in like Doja Cat is not a role model for anybody.
Oh,
Her music is fine,
you
but
should look
she's
into what she said on the stream. It's
I don't think I want to do
she
that.
got in a bit of trouble.
She always
Oh,
gets herself
okay.
into trouble. But look, at the end of the day, like if I don't know how they pull this off, but everyone's cool with it. And they've like we've talked about Fortnite before and just like even from its art styles, like it's all very, very well done. It's
It works.
it's timeless,
Works
as
way
we've
better
said.
than the Call of Duty weird,
Oh God.
Gunman and Chronic and whatnot going
I was
on.
running around in Call of Duty as Seth Rogen, and it was just like this is insane. In saying that, him laughing and stuff like that was pretty funny.
That
But
would be cool.
yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Well, that's what
But
I've always said. Like, Fortnite is digital action figures.
yeah,
Like,
it's Ready Player One.
it is. It's bizarre how many of the characters in there. I've got action figures for, so it's like I can play with my action figure digitally. This is cool, and like, it's not super violent. Like, let's be honest, people shoot at you and stuff, but you just digitally disappear,
Yeah.
Tron-esque.
Yeah.
So, like, Yeah, it's very tame when you look at it. But
the guns still look like guns in Fortnite, or have they changed?
Yeah, but they, like, there's different,
like, are
they
M16s
the
and stuff like that, or is it like more arcadey looking?
No, they keep swapping guns out. They'll bring some guns back. They're a weird mix these days of realistic looking to sci-fi looking to fantasy theme, depending on like what the season has going for it. So, yeah, it's quite interesting as to what they create.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I was going to say before, just with the whole Xbox, you know, Game Pass, you can't say anyone listening to this podcast that we haven't like really enjoyed the time that we had with it. I feel like we need a little thank you, Microsoft, for what was the
best
deal.
It's not over.
Let me finish though. For what was the best deal in gaming?
That was our
trademark on Versus Player. It is no longer the best deal in gaming. I don't think it is.
So then,
be the best deal though when the new games come out and you just get it for a month? But like with game prices being over $100 now, like $30, finish a game, you know, in a month and cancel my subscription straight away. It's that's going to be a very good deal in gaming. I won't say it's the best deal in gaming anymore, but thank you for what was the best deal in gaming, Microsoft.
I agree with you on that. I'm curious, what is the best deal in gaming now? What will take that spot?
I think the best thing in gaming at the moment is what Epic Games giving away like a bunch of games every month for trying to compete with Steam. I've got some bangers on my Epic library. I think the only game I've bought on Epic is Hades, and I have hundreds of games on there. I bought Hades and I bought Alan Wake 2, which I still haven't finished. I've got to get back to. But yes, it's hilarious.
It is. I think one thing might surprise us with Xbox, especially since they've kind of gone radio silent at the moment about whatever their strategy is and everyone's concerned about their strategy. I think that we're going to get some pretty good games popping up on Game Pass, at least for a couple of months, to compensate. It's not just going to be a subscription thing. But then after that, once everybody's back on board again, I think that's when you'll probably start seeing more cancellations, and suddenly it's not worth it. But
I think to be fair, if you don't own an Xbox and you get Xbox game, whatever it is, premium, ultimate, whatever the best one is, that probably is the best deal in gaming. Like, you just get a new TV and it has it on there to stream.
Yeah.
You don't need to pay the, what is it now, $700-$800? How much is a new Xbox? Too much money. 100. That's gone up in price. But you don't have to pay for that box. You just need to buy yourself a Bluetooth controller to connect to your device, because everything's an Xbox. You know, your phone's an Xbox. And it's actually probably a really good deal for that. I can see that. But I own an Xbox. I own two Xboxes, a Series X and Jono's old Series S, which I bought a few. And it's not the best deal for me.
No, fair enough. And on that note, we're going to talk about Lego next time. Thank you for joining us for another fun-filled and, you know what, I thought it was a rather positive episode of Versus Player. You can find us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. You obviously found us to get here. Thank you for joining us yet again, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for the memories, Microsoft.
Send us free Game Pass, Ultimate.
Player. Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.